أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. From the beginning of the surah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala explained who the true believers are. That is, ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين. It is a kitab for the muttaqeen. And who are these muttaqeen? Allah explained two groups. One were the Arabs who had accepted Islam, and one were the Ahle Kitab. وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَمَا أُنزِلَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ. Both of these groups, Allah Ta'ala explained in the last ayat at the end, وَهُمْ بِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ. With great stress, one of the very special qualities are that they believe in the Akhirah, in the life of the year after, the life of the Qabr, the day of Qiyamah. And all the time, whatever they do, they consider that. Whether whatever transaction they want to do, whatever they do, that my akhirat, how is it going to affect me in my akhirat? And that is very important. Our lives are not at all limited to this dunya. This is only a test period that we are sitting in. The real life is the life of the akhirat. So these are those people who have that full yaqeen, full conviction of the akhirat, so much that it overwhelms them all the time. Whatever they do, whatever decision they make, keeping the akhirat in mind. Then further, Allah Ta'ala says now at the end of the qualities of the believers, the five ayats in which Allah explained who the true believers are, that both these groups, أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَىٰ هُدًى مِّن رَبِّهِمْ, وَهِ لُوگ هَيْ هِدَایَتْ پَرْ اَپْنِي پَرْوَرْدِگَارْ کے طرف سے. It is only these people who are on hidayat from their Rabb, from Allah Ta'ala. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ, اور وہی ہے مراد کو پہنچنے والے. And it is only these people who will reach their destination. And what the object of life is, they will reach there. Yeah, in this ayat, Allah Ta'ala has explained various points. One is ala hudam mir rabbihim. Ala, on top of, they are on hidayat. That yaqeen of theirs, that iman bil ghayb, that namazes of that, yuqeemoon as-salah, wa yunfiqu mimma razaqnahum yunfiqoon. Their character, their akhlaq, their consideration for the poor and the needy, and they spend what Allah gave them. These people are on top of that. They so to say, nobody's in control of hidayat, but they are so much on hidayat that they just live on this hidayat. That is the object of life. Their life is not this dunya's life in any way, not even our earning by our shops, by our professions, by our offices. Those are just by the side things. These people, akhirat, deen is in front of them all the time. That is the main object, that how can we live for deen, how can deen come alive. So they are on hidayat. And mi rabbihim, that it is, that hidayat also is from Allah Ta'ala. In this world, oh, that Allah gives this hidayat, that a person gets the tawfiq of doing righteous deeds. He is regular on deen, he is paband, deen has become part of his life. And in the akhirat, Allah Ta'ala by His fadl will give them Jannah. So it is from Allah Ta'ala, it is not their own, it is the kindness of Allah. And that a person has got iman, and whatever level of taqwa, of amal, of practices, he should make extremely a lot of shukr of Allah Ta'ala. Because it is only by the fazl of Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise, if Allah wished to, we would not have been created as human beings. And if we were humans, Allah could make us, Allah saved us, Allah protect our generations. All, Allah could make us into Hindus, into Shias, into anything else. Allah made us from the Ahlul Sunnah, the people of the Sunnah of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and the people of the Sahaba, with the Sahaba of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So this was only by the fadl of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala manifested in this way that in this world these people are on that hidayat, what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught, what the Quran Sharif teaches, they practice upon that. And in the akhirat, only by the fadl of Allah and by His rahmat will they enter into Jannat also. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. And it is these people who will be successful. Success, Imam Raghib Asfahani rahmatullahi alayh, in his Mufradatul Quran says that falah, success, this is a very, very comprehensive word in the Arabic language, which takes in it all types of success. Whatever type of success a person can think of is included in the word falah. Arabic is a very rich language, and for success there are very many words that are used, synonyms. But this word falah, which is used for success, and many places in the Quran Sharif Allah uses the word falah, that is every type of success of this dunya also, of akhirat. So those people who have got these qualities in this five ayat, they are the people who have got this success. Another explanation is given that muflihun are those people who will reach their destination with ease and comfort, without any blockages, stoppages or anything. And the destination is the pleasure of Allah primarily. And then it is Jannat after that. So they will reach there. An example is given, a person sits in a train that is going to the east, but he wanted to go at the main station. All the trains are on the platform, they are there. But one train from there will go to the east, another one will go to the west. And this person wanted to go to the east, whichever town it might be, but he sat in the wrong train that is going to the west. The train has taken off now, it's out of the station, off the platform. And now that person realizes, I'm sitting in the wrong train. What parishani, what worry that person has got, that I'm sitting in the wrong train. Just like the end, the rest of the passengers who are sitting in the right train, how they comfortable they are. Mentally, they are very, very comfortable that we know we are on the way to our destination. Like that, a person whose destination is Jannah, but he's sitting in the train of Jahannam, and is going in the opposite direction, that is the person that has got endless worries on his head all the time. I'm going in the wrong direction, I've sat in the wrong train. There isn't namaz in my life, there isn't the deen of Allah in my life, I'm doing all the wrong things in my life. That person has got extremely great worries. And those who are sitting in the right train, and their amal also are accordingly, how much of peace and comfort don't those people have? So these who have got these qualities, they are the people who are sitting in the right train, and they've got the right destination, the pleasure of Allah and Jannat as well. And those people who haven't got these qualities, they are the people who are sitting in the wrong train. And whatever tawfiq, a person must never think I'm better than other people, but he should be convinced it's only the fadl of Allah Ta'ala and His mercy and kindness that He has given us this iman and kept us with iman. Whether we were born Muslims or whether a person reverted to Islam, it is only by the fadl and the kindness of Allah. And we should think, do we ever make shukr for this iman in Islam which Allah has given us? Even this masjid, do we make shukr we got a masjid? We have got an imam, we have got the muazzin who calls us. We take all this just for granted. Do we ever make shukr? We've got a Muslim qabristan. We know, inshallah, we will die. We will be buried in our Muslim qabristan. There are so many people where they don't have a Muslim qabristan. Yeah, we have got, we just take all these things for granted. These are all the great favors of Allah Ta'ala upon us. We should make a lot of shukr consciously. We should make shukr for all the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana.